This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The first meeting of the National Task Force formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals is scheduled to be held in New Delhi today. The meeting will be chaired by the Cabinet Secretary and the members include Union Home Secretary, Chairperson National Medical Commission, Surgeon Vice Admiral R. Sareen, Director AIIMS Dr. M. Srinivas and former Professor at the Department of Neurology, AIIMS Dr. Padma Srivastav. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. Scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is August the 30th. In the first phase, voting will be held on the 18th of next month in 24 assembly seats spread over 6 districts. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September the 25th and October the 1st. Results of all phases of elections will be announced on October the 4th. Of the 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. Congress has released a list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Jammu and Kashmir assembly polls. The party has fielded its leader, Ghulam Mohammad Mir from Duru assembly seat, while Sheikh Riaz will contest from Doda seat. Pradeep Kumar Bhagat will be the Congress candidate from Doda West assembly constituency. The Indian Navy has said it is working with the state government and concerned specialists to immediately investigate the cause of the collapse of the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj statue at Sindhudurg Fort yesterday. The Navy said in a statement that it has deputed a team to investigate the accident and to initiate steps to reinstate the statue at the earliest. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in South Gujarat, Saurashtra and Kutch today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also predicted in some places of North Gujarat and South Rajasthan today. Heavy rainfall at isolated places over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar may also occur till tomorrow. In Gujarat, the Met Department has issued a red alert of heavy to very heavy rainfall in several districts today due to deep depression formed over Rajasthan. The incessant rains over the last 2 days resulted in massive waterlogging in several parts of the state, disrupting normal life. Our correspondent reports that 500 roads, especially in South Gujarat and several highways, have been closed, whereas several trains passing through Anand have been cancelled. Over 17,000 people living in low-lying areas have been shifted to safer places, whereas several people stranded in flood water are being rescued. Many rivers, including Purna, Ambika, Vishwamitri, have crossed the danger level. In Pakistan, more than 70 people have been killed in at least 4 assault cases amid several reported incidents of violence in Balochistan province. According to various media reports, 14 soldiers and police personnel, as well as 21 militants, were killed in a major attack targeting vehicles on a major highway in Bela, a town in the Las Bela district. In a separate incident, at least 23 people were killed after armed men blocked the interprovincial highway in Musakhel district. The attackers offloaded passengers from trucks and buses, checked their identities, and then fired at them. The deceased were identified as residents of Pakistan's Punjab province. In Kalat, 10 people, including 5 police personnel, were reportedly killed in an attack on a police post on a highway. Rail traffic to Quetta was also suspended following blasts on a rail bridge in the town of Bolan yesterday. 6 unidentified bodies have been found by the police near the attack site on the railway bridge. India's tennis ace Sumit Nagal has bowed out of the US Open after losing to Talon Griekspoor of the Netherlands in the opening round of the men's singles in New York. Nagal lost the first two sets but made a comeback to take the third set to tiebreaker before ending up on the losing side 1-6, 3-6, 6-7, with Rohan Bopanna, Yuki Bhamre and N. Sriram Balaji yet to start their campaigns in the men's doubles category. India's hopes at the US Open remain alive. And with that, we end this news bulletin.